This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. We hear the word organic thrown around a lot. Buy organic, eat organic. You might be surprised when you hear, is it really all that safe? Someone from MU Extension says, yeah, it's a little bit of a marketing ploy. The annual Water Festival is headed back to Rockbridge Memorial State Park. The Missouri State Fair is coming up. We'll hear from some of the organizers. And how does MoDOT maintain our state's nearly 34,000 miles of roads and over 10,000 bridges? MoDOT's director, Patrick McKenna, tells Joey Parker about the transportation's passage of the $10 billion statewide transportation improvement program known as STIP.
Well, this has been a pursuit by this commission and the department and policymakers in the state, really, honestly, since the moment I got here. This is a culmination of policy at the federal, state, local level of determination by the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission to press the issue associated with long overdue and transportation investment here in Missouri, it's the product of a multi-year effort on the part of the department working with our planning partners around the state. Our commission a couple of years ago really said, look, we feel like we might be getting close on the policy for increased investment at the state level with the gas tax that then did pass, and certainly at the federal level, because really what happened at the federal level was basically a reauthorization of the Surface Transportation Act. That has to be done every 5 or 6 years anyway. That's a responsibility of Congress. We had worked on at the national level, putting together a lot of the state DOT perspective on that and fed that into the policymakers in D.C. and worked pretty collaboratively across the country to be a part of that. And we're really pleased with the bill that passed. But the commission understood that those things, although we didn't know them at the time, we needed to plan for it. So we went out over the last 2 years and met with community leaders and our planning partners, regional planning commissions, transportation advisory committees, metropolitan planning organizations all over the state to develop a list beyond the STIP, beyond the constrained financial plan for projects that are funded, that are estimated to be funded, and asked our partners around the state, what aren't we getting to even with these levels of funding that we're talking about? And we created this unfunded needs document that at a project level generated from local feedback, we were able to, when the revenues hit and we updated our financial model, we were able to bring almost $2 billion of new projects into the funded category in this plan. That is extraordinary. We haven't been able to do anything like that in over 30 years. And so the real significance of this plan is how bottom up it has been generated from feedback coming from every corner of the state on the things that really are vexing issues that we haven't gotten to. And in many cases, what this is a return to the taxpayers of Missouri of benefit for their tax dollar. And what I mean by that is primarily typical road and bridge improvements all over the state. One thing that this STIP does that's unique is that, you know, if you go back 4 or 5 years, the entire plan over 5 years was funded at just over $2 billion. We have investments planned on the lettered route system that MoDOT's responsible for now of approximately $2 billion. That's road improvements and bridge improvements on the lettered route system. That is extraordinary. That's the largest investment probably since the state took over the responsibility back in the 1950s and actually paved a lot of the lettered routes that are on the state system. So those have really suffered with limited resources over the last 20 years, primarily, and the condition is not where we would like it, and it's certainly not where the public who uses it would like it. But the simple fact is that this is the largest investment and the huge shot in the arm at a very specific area with the governor's proposal to add $100 million for low volume lettered routes, meaning, you know, when there's traffic volume under 400, that's particularly difficult for us to invest in, because most of those routes, the majority of those in our state system, actually are not connected to the state highway system from a funding standpoint. So they're not on the national highway system, and we don't get reimbursement from the federal government. So it's state-only dollars invested instead of taking a state dollar and matching it with four federal dollars. That's where much of the decline in condition has come from, is we just haven't had the available resources beyond matching the existing federal program to invest in those low-volume roads. And that creates a dichotomy of condition around the state, and that's really not where we'd like to be.
Director of MoDOT, Patrick McKenna, joining us on Show Me today. And Director, what are the first few things people will start to notice, and when?
Well, with that passage, that gives us, we have one more step to complete, which is to have the Federal Highway Administration will need to approve. Also, they have a round of approval here, because we are accessing federal money in this plan, and they need to prove out in their process that we are fiscally constrained, meaning we have identified construction projects in this five-year window for which we have reasonable assurance we have the resources to cover. So it's not a wish list. This is actually a construction plan, and they need to do their review to make sure that we've met their guidelines. We're working actively with that, and we hope for that approval soon. And typically, what will happen is the advertisements for construction work that start in August will be part of this authorized set of projects. So it really moves very quickly. And we have, you know, this plan itself is about a 50% increase in resources to get out for construction. Now, of course, we're dealing with some increasing costs right now. And so, you know, we're not going to get quite as much for what we anticipated, but In the first three-year window, we're very confident that we're going to be able to get virtually all of that work up and running and proceeding under contract and going forward. So we're pretty excited about that, and it happens very quickly. So by the end of the month, we'll have a new set of advertisements that'll go out, and it's at a higher level than we've had. We're going to have to sustain on a monthly basis over this five-year period. We're going to have to sustain about $125 million of construction contracts and advertisements each month for 60 months to satisfy this entire plan.
That sounds like a huge project. And a lot of these folks that are doing the work won't be MoDOT workers, because they'll be private construction companies bidding on the jobs, right? Will they have support
Absolutely.
By MoDOT workers?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, we're working with actively with the construction industry. We're really blessed here in Missouri. We have a fantastic highway construction industry. We have consultant engineers that assist with the design as well. So there's a public-private partnership. We kind of operate as the construction manager. In many cases, we'll do the design here, but the construction itself, you're correct, is done by the private industry. They bid on the work that we put out. We monitor the construction. We test the materials. We make sure that the taxpayers are receiving what they're paying for. And the construction industry itself is they're scrambling to ramp up to be able to handle this level and volume of work. They have workforce challenges. They have supply chain challenges with materials and equipment. All of those things combined are creating some pressures to perform. But again, all of us combined in this, although we have challenges, these are better challenges than not having the money to move forward. So we're very excited about this.
Anything I haven't asked you about you think is important for our STIP conversation?
No, I think the main thing is that these are projects that are spread all over the state. They have significance because they've come from a planning process where local officials and experts have combined resources to determine what the priorities should be. This still isn't enough money to get everything that everybody wants done all at once. To give you a sense of scale, the replacement value of the roads and bridges that we operate and maintain and manage for the state is approaching $150 billion. So we have $1.5 billion a year right now. If you go back a few years, we had only $300 million a year. That's 0.3% of the replacement value. So that's a 300-year replacement cycle. Right now, we're at a 100-year replacement cycle. So the advancement of that made things that were going to literally decline in value. We're going to be able to hold our own, but we're not going to be able to do everything all at once. And that's something that I think people need to be aware of. 1% replacement value of the assets means it's a 100-year replacement cycle. Our roads don't last that long. Most of our bridges don't last that long. So we have to manage and prioritize the things that need to be done so that they're safe and that they serve the public. And that does leave some gaps throughout the state. We recognize that, and we're working hard to get to as many of the projects that our citizens are interested in as we can.
The director of Missouri Department of Transportation, Patrick McKenna, joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.